Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a Thursday today, and this week on The Daily Practice, we are minimizing distraction, or at the very least, identifying some distractions we want to release from our lives so that we can focus on our actual priorities, the things that really, truly matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, for our gratitude practice, I want to take a really big, important moment to define and identify what our most precious thing in life actually is. I'm talking about the thing or the things in your life that really actually matter. When you strip everything that's unnecessary away, everything that isn't actually real, anything that is not going to matter in 5 years or 5 months, I'm talking the real core of what matters to your heart and to your soul. What are those things? Who are those people? Take a moment right now. Close your eyes. Place one or both of your hands on top of your chest. And take a breath right into the very center of your heart. And just linger here for a moment. When all else falls away, what matters the most? Feel into the answer to this question for you. Sometimes it takes a crisis. It takes a really hard thing in life. It takes a trauma. It takes something really challenging for us to actually get back to what our priorities are. To realize that we spend so much time in our day-to-day life on things that don't even matter that much in the long run. And I want you to deeply here today honor what matters most to you, what your real true priorities are. Feel into that in your heart space. Bring that to the front of your heart, to the front of your mind, and see those things in front of you. Feel those things or those people here in this moment. And chances are the things that you are envisioning or feeling in this moment, that they aren't actually things, that they're people, your loved ones, your family, your closest friends, those soul people that you have been so lucky to encounter and get to spend this lifetime loving and being loved by. Now, if there are people, maybe they are pets. Maybe they are a state of mind or a place you go or a practice you have, but I want you to envelop them in the biggest gratitude you could possibly find, as if you're wrapping your arms of gratitude around them, enveloping them and holding them, oh, so very close to your heart. This is what matters. Everything else is mostly just noise. feel the love and compassion and that vulnerable sense of connection that you have to these people or to these things. And just linger there for a little bit. Gratitude will come automatically just by envisioning them in front of your mind right here, right now. And if you like, as you take a few breaths here, just holding what really matters to you, your actual true priorities, holding them here in your heart, maybe follow that up with a little contemplation around how much of your time in your day-to-day life is actually spent in honor of what matters the most to you. Take a moment there, just linger in that contemplation and see if perhaps a little redistribution of energy or redistribution of time could be in order here. Maybe not, but maybe yes. Just a little contemplation to close our gratitude practice of the day. Thank you so much for joining me for today's daily practice. And I'll be back tomorrow.